Well, Larry Ogunjobi is one of our young defensive linemen that we drafted. We feel like he's very talented. You know, it's very raw. You know, it's like a new piece of clay, and we're just trying to mold him into something special. And I think if we can continue to work with him, because he wants to work, you know, he's not a guy that shies away from hard work. I think he's going to be a really good player here in the future.
Larry, how you doing, man? Bobby Vega with the Cleveland Browns.
I'm
here. So with the 65th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns and the Dog Pound select Larry Ogunjobi, D-tackle, Charlotte.
When I first got to high school, like I wasn't playing football, so I used to go to the games and I used to watch, you know, the varsity players, because, you know, that was a cool thing to do when you're in high school, go to a football game and watch and all that kind of stuff. I was going into my sophomore year of high school and I was getting really fat, and, you know, I was playing a lot of video games, and my mom and my dad ended up taking away my game system. They said, "You're killing yourself, you're eating too much, you gotta do something." So they got me a coach, his name was Robert Mitchell. We got in the car one day and we were driving to the high school. And I was like, "What are we going to high school for?" And he was like, "You're gonna play football." I kind of gave him a look like, "No, I'm not." And he was like, "Yes, you are." I'm like, "No, I'm not. Like, I'm not playing football. Like, that wasn't part of the deal. The deal was you're gonna help me lose weight and, you know, I'm gonna be fit and I'm gonna, you know, live the rest of my life." He got the permission slip. He took it to my mom. My mom literally signed the paper before it hit her hands. So I was on the football field that Saturday.
When he got out of the car, he did not want to be there. And he was a really, really big kid. Really big kid. And Coach Norwood, who's our head coach, sent him to me initially. And I sent him back to Coach Norwood. And I said, "There's no way this guy can play defense." He couldn't put his hand on the ground. And then he sent him back to me and said, "Well, you got to coach him." So I sent him to Coach Walker. And I said, "We stuck with him."
The first time we met Larry, it was summer practice. He came to the upper field. And he couldn't get in a stance. We tried. He couldn't get in and out of his stance. So he played nose guard in a two-point stance.
Like this?
No, he was like this.
Could not put his hand on the ground.
But he did have good hands. And by the end of the year, he was our most improved player.
Like I said 1,000 times before, it may seem like a small award, but it was the first time in my life where I felt like I earned something that I really worked for. And it kind of set everything into play as far as just my career and what I wanted to do. So, you know, I saw guys getting, you know, recruited and colleges were coming, and I didn't really know anything about the recruiting process. So I asked my coach one day, "What do I have to do to, you know, be in that position? I want to be great. I want to be good. Like, I want to go out there and I want to show what I got, what I got to do." And he's like, "You got to get faster, you got to get stronger, and you got to perfect your technique."
He took it so serious that he started biking, running, doing all these kind of things, and he actually got too skinny. And Coach Boykins had to get on him about running so much and put his weight back on.
My coach actually got pissed off at me because he was like, "Are you trying to play DB?" Like, he literally got mad at me because I was getting too light.
You know, he got in that weight room and pushed it. I think the biggest impact he made was what he did away from us, because we didn't know he was going to the gym after practice, and we had no idea about all the other stuff he was doing to try to better himself.
So we got him a couple years in. He lost all the weight, looks like he kind of does now. His father said, "Coach, you done a good job with him."
I'm proud of you, man. Thank you.
When it came to recruiting as a whole, I didn't know anything about the process. I didn't know you were supposed to go out of camps and show people. I was really just under the radar, like nobody knew about me. So Charlotte, you know, brand new program, brand new school team, all that kind of stuff. You know, they're the first team school to offer me, and only took one official visit. It was Charlotte, and I just fell in love with it.
The horn stuff on, bro.
How you doing,
buddy? I'm good. You?
Good. Yeah. Good. This is where it all started. It's good to be back, even if it's just for a day.
Coaching Larry was extremely easy because he would do exactly what I told him to do and how I told him to do it. And
I didn't have to baby him to get the job done. When I first met him when he was a freshman, he had zero clue that he was dominating the football game. So kind of his hardship was realizing how good of a player he really was. And I don't know if it was confidence as much as him just not necessarily knowing how good of a player that he is.
You know, if you didn't know Larry's story, obviously being a young man in high school that was overweight, I didn't know the story. And when I heard it, I walked out immediately out into the hallway and looked at the picture out there and I started laughing. Because from the first year that he was here, if you look at that picture to the last picture when he left, it doesn't look like the same kid. And obviously that's through his hard work and what he did each and every day.
That's really what led us defensively and led that group in the D-line. Was how hard he worked, and that brought a lot of guys along with him, and they saw that every day. Like, Larry was obviously, if not the best player we had, one of the top two or three, and when your best player is your hardest working player, that goes a long way for your whole team.
You get a guy like Larry to be the first guy drafted in the program's history, it does a lot for any program. It brings awareness, brings respect. It gives other guys, I think, in the same building, a glimpse of hope.
You know, it's our first pick, so it's been a lot of firsts for us. But it being Larry was really, really, really cool for me because of who he is and how where he comes from and how hard he's worked. And knowing the whole backstory of Larry, just for it to be him and for us to put him on the wall upstairs as our first draft pick in school history, like, it just... It's going to go a long way for us, and we're going to push Cleveland out there a lot. We're going to push Larry out there a lot, that's for sure. We a lot of Cleveland Browns fans now in the building, so he's really special to us.
I've watched my dad, you know, work 16-hour shifts back-to-back. I've watched my mom quit her job to take care of me when I was a kid, and I just want to make sure I can repay them in the best way possible. So I got to outwork everybody. I got to be the hardest worker in the room. I got to do everything possible because that only gives you a chance. It doesn't guarantee you anything. So it only gives you a chance. And, you know, I felt as though the only person who's going to stop you from doing what you want to do is you. And I told myself, if I'm good enough to play, they'll come find me. And you guys did.